Who cried when Obama deported illegal immigrants? No one, that's who. Selena's crocodile tears just don't go over so well when she's parading around a nearly $250,000 diamond ring, if you know what I'm saying. Now, broadly speaking, there's two main groups of deportations. Those along the border, handled by Customs and Border Protection, and those on the interior that are handled by Immigration and Customs Enforcement. When you compare these interior deportations with previous administrations, you'll quickly see that crying is all virtue signaling. Let's have some fun with graphs now, okay? The blue on these graphs show interior deportations, like the ones that ICE is doing right now. See how it was higher under Bush and Obama than under Trump? In Obama's first term, it was significantly higher. Obama deported an average of 200,000 per year, while Trump deported an average of just 80,000 per year in his first term. All that tough talk on illegal immigrants paled in comparison to his Democratic predecessor. And if you compare Trump's first term deportations to Biden's, it's not as high as you'd expect, given Trump's criticism. Now look, I'm not happy that people have to be deported. I'm not jubilant like MAGA is. It's a sad situation all around. Life was hard and they came to the U.S. Maybe I'd do the same thing if I was in their shoes. But the matter of the fact is they broke the law. We can't afford to support an impoverished population running across the border, taking resources meant for American citizens. We have no problem locking up our own citizens for breaking the law. In fact, we incarcerate more people in sheer numbers and per capita than any other nation in the world. Why are illegal immigrants held to a lower standard? Why are they exempt from the rules of America that we all have to live by? And hey, I don't like a lot of Americans. I'd love to get some new people in this country who aren't so boring. Nevertheless, I don't know who they are, why they're here, or what they're going to do. If you're stealing my taxpayer dollars by taking freebies, you're not an American dreamer. You're an American thief. And why would anyone trust someone who so blatantly and arrogantly broke the law in the first place? Let's try this one on for a motto. Legal immigrants first, illegal immigrants never. Remember January 6th? Of course you do. More than 1,500 people were convicted of crimes for breaking into the Capitol. Most were nonviolent. Some broke some windows, one dude moved a lectern, another guy wore a funny hat. When illegal immigrants come to this country, they break into it, and they steal our resources, like public school and welfare. To the Democrats who moaned for 4 years about January 6th, about being scared of those invaders, it's a little much. I guess we just need to learn the political rule that Democrats live by. Breach the border, not the Capitol. Now that you know where we've been, find out where we're going. Tune in to Ladies Love Politics, where you can stay informed without going insane.